Sharaji has been explaining on Kusalana Dhammana Bhavanaya Asaka Jagriyata Asata Jagriyata Anatita Kriyata, meaning that when one performs wholesome deeds which are blameless, which can give good result, in developing these wholesome deeds, if one does not develop them respectfully, continuously, without stopping, it is pamada, negligence. And yesterday, Saraji has been explaining about dana briefly. If dana has to be explained in detail, even if the retreat comes to an end, but the talk about dana will not end. So Saraji is explaining in brief. Saraji has been explaining about dana so that when performing dana, it will be worthy of spending money and also one's service. And one needs to perform dana as Buddha had taught, and Saraji is responsible to explain which way one has to perform dana so as to be accordance with the teaching of the Buddha. If the benefits of dana were to be explained together with the stories and so on, it will be quite lengthy. So Saraji is explaining the benefits of dana to a certain extent so that it will not be too lengthy. Systematic dana can bring benefits such as to be born as a human deva, or a systematic dana can also be a support to attain nibbana. And it can also bring benefit such as being well-to-do in life, and also the donor who performs dana systematically will not be inferior in life. If one knows these benefits, it is quite enough. One should perform dana in such a way that Buddha had taught. And by performing systematic dana, such kind of dana will be high and noble, and it can open the path of Dhamma, especially it can open the path of Sila, morality. And today, Saraji will continue to explain how one should develop Sila respectfully, continuously, without stopping in between, and so on. When performing dana, one should perform it continuously from time to time when there is opportunity, and thus one will not have pamada, negligence. Performing dana, one is supporting others so that others will be well and happy. And dana has nothing to do with morality. As a human being, one is responsible to help and support others with material things as much as one can, so that others will be well and happy. So it is a social matter to help others with material things. Helping others with material things, then one is not failing to do one's responsibility, and thus it will be smooth when dealing with others, and also others will be well and happy. Supporting others with material things, one is making others to be well and happy. So one should support others with material things as well as one's service. It is more important to refrain oneself so that others will not be hurt physically and mentally. Protecting others from being hurt by controlling oneself, one has to practice sila morality. Practicing sila morality, others will not get hurt physically or mentally. Knowing that misconduct such as killing, stealing, sexual misconduct are bad things that are shameful and frightening, one should refrain from them. Having done misconduct, one can get bad results. Getting bad results due to one's misconduct is also shameworthy and frightening. Based on Kamaskata Samadhiti, knowing that good deeds bring good results, bad deeds bring bad results, these good and bad deeds are creating good and bad results. Based on this Kamaskata Samadhiti, one refrains from misconduct. Knowing that misconduct are shameworthy and frightening, one controls oneself so that one does not transgress these misconduct. Having a good control of oneself, being able to refrain from these misconduct, one's body and speech, one's physical and verbal behavior will be pure, clean, gentle, tamed, and peaceful. And also, one is not hurting others. So in this way, having a good control of oneself, one also protects others from being hurt physically and mentally. Knowing that misconduct are frightening, shameful and frightening, one controls oneself so that one does not commit these misconduct. It is a good habit. Being able to refrain from these misconduct, having good control of oneself, one's body and speech will be blameless, pure, clean, and also one is not hurting others. In this way, one indirectly protects others from being hurt when one refrains from these misconduct. At the time of performing dana, one develops metta, loving kindness towards others. Based on this loving kindness, one performs dana so that one is developing, cultivating metta, loving kindness towards others, so that metta will be from less to many, from tender to ripe, and metta, loving kindness, become strengthened. When one's mitta becomes strengthened, then when dealing with others, one has patience, forgiveness, and makes sacrifices, and also one has compassion, empathy, consideration towards others. Having genuine metta, having genuine loving kindness towards others, one is free from hatred. Having compassion towards others, one is free from cruelty. For such kind of person who has genuine metta and karuna, loving kindness and compassion, such kind of person will not hurt others. Knowing that if one is hurt, one does not like it, in the same way, others will not like to be hurt. Having compassion towards others, one protects others from being hurt so that they will not suffer physically and mentally. Protecting others from being hurt, one automatically controls oneself as well, and one keeps sila, morality, and the basic five precepts. Sila, practicing sila, one has to control one's physical, verbal behavior. As a monk, monks should observe the Vinaya, the moral code prescribed for monks. So there is the Vinaya, the discipline not to do this, not to say this. And by observing this moral conduct of a monk, then one's monk's body and speech will be pure and clean. If a monk commits some offense, then it can be purified by certain Vinaya rule. It can be purified by performing according to the Vinaya rule. As a lay person, the basic precepts is the five precepts. And if one can, one should observe Ajiva Tamaka Sila, eight precepts, which has right livelihood. And if one can, one can observe 8 precepts, 10 precepts. As a lay person, one should observe 5 precepts as the basic. It is better to observe Ajiva Tamaka Sila, 8 precepts, which contains right livelihood. If one can refrain from 3 kinds of bodily misconduct and 4 kinds of verbal misconduct, then one can observe this Ajiva Tamaka Sila. One should refrain from the bodily misconduct, killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, and one should refrain from 4 kinds of verbal misconduct, refraining from lying, slandering, harsh speech, cursing, frivolous talk, senseless talk. Being able to refrain from these bodily and verbal misconduct, one is said to have pure, clean, right livelihood. So one should have good livelihood, one should avoid bad livelihood, which are prohibited by the Buddha. having good livelihood, refraining from these misconduct by body and speech, one observe the 8 precepts, Ajivatamaka Sila, the 8 precepts, which includes right livelihood. So it is better to observe Ajivatamaka Sila than the 5 precepts. So one should observe the Sila all the time. It is essential to observe the Sila so that one can remove gross form of defilements. There are 3 stages of defilements. The first one is Videgama Kilesa, transgressive defilements that manifest in one's bodily and verbal behavior. And the second is Priyutana Kilesa, obsessive defilements that manifest in the mind. And the third one is Anusya Kilesa, latent or dormant form of defilements, which can arise at any moment when given opportunity. So latent and dormant form of defilements can arise when there are favorable circumstances, and it will arise when there are favorable circumstances. So among the 3 stages of kilesa defilements, the first one, Videgama Kilesa, transgressive defilements, should be removed by preventing and refraining. One should make a vow that one will refrain from gross form of defilements. As long as one can refrain from these misconduct, one is said to be fulfilling one's sila morality. So one should refrain from killing, stealing, sexual misconduct. Whenever one talks, one should talk only things that are conducive to friendliness. One should talk sweetly, gently, in a tame way. Being able to refrain from this misconduct by body and speech, one's livelihood will be pure and clean, and also one's physical and verbal behavior will be pure and clean, gentle and lovable. Priyutana Kilesa, obsessive defilements that can arise in the mind, cannot be overcome by avoidance or prevention. Even though one does not commit killing, stealing, and so on, but if one lacks sati, mindfulness, defilements can arise in the mind, such as wanting to kill others, wanting to torment others, wanting to take other people's belongings by force, wanting to commit sexual misconduct, wanting to lie, wanting to slander, and so on. So if there is lack of mindfulness, Priyutana Kilesa, obsessive defilements, can manifest in the mind. Priyutana Kilesa, obsessive form of defilements, should be prevented. It should be cured. It should be prevented and cured by being mindful. By being mindful of the presently arising object, when there is sustained mindfulness, when the mind is calm and collected on the object, then kilesa defilements have no chance to arise. And even if the defilement arises, one can remove it right away by being mindful. In this way, Priyutana Kilesa obsessive form of defilements should be overcome by prevention and cure by having sati, mindfulness. Latent and dormant form of defilements should be suppressed. It should be uprooted by knowledge. By developing vipassana jnana, by developing insight knowledge, one can suppress, one can remove the defilements so that these latent or dormant form of defilements that has been following throughout one's round of existences will be weakened. One can weaken these defilements by developing inside knowledge. And finally, when one attains Ariya Magga Phala Jnana, path and fruition knowledge, one can remove certain kind of defilements totally to the point of no return. So in this way, latent or dormant form of defilements should be suppressed and uprooted by developing panya knowledge. One should fulfill panya sikha, wisdom training, so as to suppress and uproot the latent or dormant form of defilements. So among the three stages of defilements, the first one, videkama kilesa, transgressive defilements, has to be removed by practicing sila, morality. So monks need to observe the moral code prescribed for monks and for lay people. They should observe 5 precepts as basic, and if one can, one should observe ajiva tamaka sila, the 8 precepts, which includes right livelihood, and at times lay person should also observe 8 or 10 precepts. 5 precepts should be observed not only by the Buddhists, but each and every human being on this planet should observe the 5 precepts. So it is called the world discipline because it should be observed by everyone in the world so that one will be uplifted. So the one who observes the 5 precepts is morally uplifted, and one's quality of a human will be good. So it is a moral conduct that should be observed by everyone so as to uplift oneself. And if one does not observe the 5 precepts, then the person will be morally degraded. His or her quality will also be degraded, and the person will be inferior. So the 5 precepts should be observed by everyone. It is not suppressing the person or oppressing the person, but 5 precepts should be observed so that one refrains from misconduct, having compassion towards others, having compassion. Buddha prohibited so that one does not commit misconduct. So Buddha taught Dhamma Vinaya. Dhamma is the accurate, precise guidance given to the being so that beings will gain benefits. So in the Dhamma, there is guidance, what to be done, what to be taught, so as to gain benefit. Vinaya is the discipline so as to bring, so as to keep oneself proper. Buddha said Dhamma and Vinaya not to oppress beings, but Dhamma is taught. There's definite guidance in order to bring benefit of the beings. Vinaya, discipline is prescribed so as to keep the beings be proper. As much as one can follow the guidance, one will gain more and more benefit. And when one is following the guidance of the Buddha, one also needs to abide by the discipline so that one's body and speech will be proper. So in this way, Buddha wanted the benefits of the beings. So Buddha taught Dhamma so as to bring benefit. In order not to meet harm, Buddha also prescribed Vinaya, discipline. If one can follow the Dhamma and the Vinaya, both of Dhamma and Vinaya, in a balanced way, then one will gain benefit and one will not meet harm. One's body and speech will be blameless, pure, and clean. So one is also responsible to follow the discipline. If one fails to follow the discipline set by the Buddha, then one is negligent to perform one's responsibility. Failing to practice according to the discipline, failing to abide by the discipline, one will be negligent or heedless. So it is very important not to be negligent and heedless in abiding by the discipline. It is very important to follow the Dhamma Vinaya that Buddha had taught with Mahakaruna, great compassion. One should know that the moral conduct, one should know that the misconduct, bodily misconduct and physical misconduct, are things that are shameworthy and frightening. If one does not know these misconduct as shameworthy and frightening, one is entertaining Kanna Dhamma. Kanna Dhamma, the Ahirika and Anuttapa, lack of moral shame and lack of moral fear, which are compared to black or dark background. White color repels heat, whereas black color absorbs heat. Having Ahirika and Anuttapa, having a lack of moral shame and moral fear, it is compared to black color absorbing heat. If there is lack of moral shame and moral fear, one will be absorbing unwholesomeness, one will be absorbing misconduct when there is lack of moral shame and moral fear. Failing to have control of oneself, one's world will be ruined, and also others will get hurt. If one can control oneself, having moral shame and moral fear from wrongdoings, then one's world will not be ruined, one will not suffer as a result of having hiri and otapa, moral shame and moral fear. It is compared to the example, if one iron ball is dirty with feces, one will not want to touch it. One feels disgusted that one will become dirty by holding the iron ball that is dirty with feces. And the other iron ball is red hot. One will be afraid to hold it as one fears of getting burned. In the same way, one should have moral shame and moral fear from doing misconduct. Having Lokapala, having Hiri and Otapa as the guardian of the world, one will be able to control oneself. One's world will be peaceful, and thus one is also contributing peace in the surrounding as well. Without moral shame and moral fear, one cannot control oneself, and thus one commits misconduct. One's own world is ruined, and also the surrounding world also is affected, and the surrounding world will be ruined. If one cannot control one's hatred, anger, aversion, then one also lacks hiri and otapa, one lacks moral shame and moral fear, one commits wrongdoings. Lacking moral shame and moral fear, one absorbs unwholesomeness, misconduct, and thus one commits killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, and so on. And also the surrounding gets affected, the surrounding also suffers. By committing this misconduct, by lack of control, by lack of moral shame and moral fear, one will not have virtues. One's quality will become very dim. If there is lack of Lokapala, the guardian of the world. Having Lokapala, having moral shame and moral fear, which are the guardian of the world, one will shine with virtue, and one will shine with virtue. So one should at least practice the five precepts by observing morality. One can become Samudhi Deva. One can become a leader in the world, and also one can be reborn as a Deva who is called Upapati Deva. And by practicing, one can become Visuddhi Deva. Visuddhi Deva, the person who is purified in body and speech. And finally, one can even become an Arahat. Having Hiri and Otapa, having moral shame and moral fear, one will be developing wholesome deeds, and thus one shines with virtue. Lack of Hiri and Otapa, lack of moral shame and moral fear, one will be dirty, one will be absorbing unwholesomeness, misconduct, and one will suffer. And it is said that the person who commits wrongdoings, misconduct, and unwholesomeness will never shine with virtue. The person who lacks hiri and otapa, who lacks moral shame and moral fear, does not regard one's reputation, and will freely commit misconduct, will freely commit transgression. So one does not flinch away from this misconduct, but one daringly commits misconduct without regard to one's own reputation. And also, someone who does not regard others will perform misconduct, lacking moral fear. So in the world, there are wise people. Wise people do not like misconduct. If one performs misconduct, one will be blamed and criticized by the wise. In this way, regarding other people, one has moral fear and one will be able to refrain from misconduct. If there is lack of control, if there is lack of moral shame and moral fear, one commits this transgression, failing to control oneself, so that one's physical and verbal behavior will be gross, inferior, dirty, and polluted. By lack of moral shame and moral fear, one cannot control oneself. One does not have compassion, consideration, empathy towards others, and thus one commits transgression. Lack of hiri and uttapa, lack of moral shame and moral fear, one will be unruly, ruthless. One will commit things that ruins one's reputation. So as a human being, one has responsibility to control oneself so that one will not hurt others. If one is negligent, if one fails to control oneself, then it will be pamada, negligence, failure, heedlessness. And Saraji will continue to explain tomorrow. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.